WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. Now, 2018 saw a number of notable names leave the national and local stages, but perhaps none of those individuals had more impact in the Rochester area from a political standpoint than Congresswoman Louise Slaughter. WXXI's Randy Gortman has a look back at this key figure in Rochester politics.
Louise Slaughter was 88 when she died March 16th after being injured in a fall at her Washington, D.C. home. By nearly anyone's measure, she had lived a long, full life. But speaker after speaker at her Rochester funeral, many of them prominent political officials, still seemed shocked that she was gone. That included her friend, Congressman John Lewis, an iconic figure in the civil rights movement.
She was the person who cared for the caretakers, for those who gave their life in service to the church, or to the community, or to the country. Louise was their champion, the person who fought for them after they had given all they could give.
Another prominent Democrat, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, said that Slaughter's impact included making Congress more diverse and more welcoming to women.
One of the joys of my speakership was to appoint her the first woman chair of the Rules Committee. That was historic.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican, spoke fondly of Slaughter at a memorial held at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. And like so many others, he noted, it wasn't Slaughter's age you noticed, it was her energy.
You could hardly keep up with her. She'd be up there in the Rules Committee battling it out till 3 and 4 in the morning, and then you'd be walking through here in Statuary Hall, and at 8 a.m. she'd be giving constituents a tour, and then at 10:30 she'd be managing a rule on the floor. And all the while, she'd be throwing these one-liners at you as you passed her by in the hallway.
Slaughter was remembered by a number of politicians, constituents, and friends for something she never lost, despite living up north for decades, her Kentucky accent. She often talked about that upbringing with reporters.
I came, obviously, from very humble beginnings, born in eastern Kentucky in the coal fields, lived in a house owned by U.S. Steel. I know what it's like to work, wonder every day if you're going to be able to make it. And it was also at a time, ladies, when not much was expected of women, except to clean up.
But Louise, most people felt comfortable calling her by her first name rather than Congresswoman or Mrs. Slaughter, did not let the earlier days of gender stereotyping and bias stop her from accomplishing many things. That included her education. When championing health and food and safety issues, she often noted that she was the only microbiologist in Congress. Her political career actually began in the 1970s in the Monroe County Legislature, and she then served in the state legislature in the 1980s. Slaughter was first elected to Congress in 1986, and at the time of her death, she was preparing to run for re-election for a 16th term. At the Rochester funeral, Slaughter was remembered by her granddaughter, Lauren Secator, as someone who didn't see barriers for women achieving great things, only opportunities.
When she not only hopes that you are afforded the rights, protections, and powers given to any man, but passes legislation to ensure it happens, when your grandma is a trailblazer, your path in life doesn't look like a trail. It looks like an open road.
Slaughter knew how to balance the toughness she had to develop on the campaign trail with that homespun Kentucky humor that became sort of a trademark for those who knew her. Congressman John Lewis chose his words carefully when he eulogized his colleague and friends.
She was strong. She was solid. And she didn't take any stuff.
And former Secretary of State and New York Senator Hillary Clinton remembered Slaughter's lighter side.
And it was always so much fun to run into Louise anywhere, in the Capitol, on the campaign trail, and hear her exclaim as only she could, "Honey, I've missed you like a front tooth."
When Joe Morelli was elected to Congress in November to take over Slaughter's 25th congressional district seat, he talked about carrying on what he called a legacy of hard work. He, like others who have weighed in with comments since her death, likely were remembering the kind of connection Slaughter made with constituents, whether she was in her office in Washington or just pushing a cart at the supermarket.
Nobody in my family will go to Wegmans with me anymore because I do 20 pieces of casework between the front door and the meat department.
Randy Gorpin, WXXI News.